This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India has given a befitting reply to Pakistan by destroying terrorists' hideouts under Operation Sindoor. He stated that the government had given the armed forces free hand to act, enabling all three services to execute a tactical entrapment that compelled Pakistan to kneel down. The Prime Minister stressed that Pakistan can never win a direct war with India, and that is why it is involved in proxy war by promoting terrorism. Mr. Modi said this while addressing a public rally in Bikaner, Rajasthan.
मैं देशवासियों से कहता हूं जो सिंदूर मिटाने निकले थे उन्हें मिट्टी में मिलाया है जो हिंदुस्तान का लहू बहाते थे आज कतरे कतरे का हिसाब चुकाया है जो सोचते थे भारत चुप रहेगा आज वो घरों में डूब डूब के पड़े हैं अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे जो अपने हथियारों पर घमंड करते थे आज वो मलबे के ढेर में दबे हुए हैं
Earlier, during the public function at Palana in Bikaner, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth over 26,000 crore rupees. Among these, the Prime Minister inaugurated 103 redeveloped Amrit stations spread across 86 districts in 18 states and union territories and developed at a cost of over 1,100 crore rupees. Over 1,300 railway stations were being redeveloped with modern facilities and designed to reflect regional architecture and enhance passenger amenities under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that these Amrit Bharat stations not only preserve India's thousands of years old heritage, but also serve as catalysts for tourism growth across states, creating new employment opportunities for youth. India today reiterated its position that any India-Pakistan engagement has to be bilateral. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said talks and terror cannot go together. He added that New Delhi is open to discussing the handing over to India of noted terrorists whose list was provided to Pakistan some years ago.
भारत पाकिस्तान का जो भी एंगेजमेंट होगा वो द्विपक्षीय तरीके से ही होगा साथ ही साथ मैं कहना चाहूंगा कि वार्ता और आतंकवाद दोनों साथ में नहीं चल सकता है जहां तक आतंकवाद का सवाल है हम ये बात करने के लिए तैयार हैं लेकिन जो बातचीत होगी इस पे होगी कि भारत ने जो एक लिस्ट दिया था पाकिस्तान को कुछ साल पहले उस लिस्ट में कई एक टेररिस्ट थे उनको कब वो भारत को हवाले कर रहे हैं इस बात पे बात होगी जम्मू कश्मीर के मामले में और सिर्फ एक ही बात पर बातचीत होगी वो है कि जो इल्लीगल तरीके से पाकिस्तान जो भारतीय भूमि को कब्जा कर रखा है उसको जल्द से जल्द वेकेट करें जहां तक सिंधु जल संधि का सवाल है वो अबेंस में रहेगा तब तक जब तक पाकिस्तान क्रेडिबल तरीके से विश्वसनीय तरीके से और इरेवोकेबल तरीके से आतंकवाद को खत्म नहीं करता
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today asserted that cessation of firing and military action during Operation Sindoor was negotiated directly between India and Pakistan. In an interview with a Netherlands-based broadcaster, Dr. Jaishankar said that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio spoke to him, while U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance talked to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, highlighting that it is natural that nations call up amid conflict between two nations. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today held operational discussions with Air Officer Commanding-in-Chief of Western Air Command, Air Marshal Jitendra Mishra in New Delhi. General Chauhan reaffirmed the Indian Armed Forces' commitment to joint preparedness and synergised air operations. A multi-party delegation headed by JDU MP Sanjay Jha today met Japanese Foreign Minister Takeshi Iwaya in Tokyo and requested Japan's support in the fight against terrorism. Mr. Jha called for giving effect to the UN Security Council press statement of 25th April, which underlined the need to hold perpetrators and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism accountable and to bring them to justice. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Supergiants were 53 for no loss in 6 overs against host Gujarat Titans in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.